Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Campbell. Today we are talking about money. Well, more specifically, we are talking about ATMs and how to keep your money from being stolen at the ATM. Now, before we get into our article, I want to introduce our panelists for today. Now, to my right, we have two lovely sisters here. How are you guys doing, Selena and Joy?
Doing very good.
Now, you guys are both very young. Do you guys have bank accounts? It's an honest question.
I have a bank account because I am studying in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a bank account, but I don't think Joy does.
Joy, do you have a bank account?
Well, I think my parents have one for me for college that they've been saving up money since I was born. Like all the red envelopes and birthday monies and Christmas and stuff.
Wow, your parents are so nice. I just spend my kids' money. On their own diapers and stuff, okay. Okay, well, we also have Albert here with us. How are you doing, Albert?
I'm doing well, Kendall.
Now, Albert, I think you have a bank account, right?
I hope so.
I hope so. Yeah, okay, well, we, you know, most of us at some point in our lives will have one or more bank accounts, and in today's society, most people will use ATMs from time to time. Now, just for those very few rare people who do not know what an ATM is, can one of you describe what an ATM is?
Pop quiz, do you know what it stands for?
Because of course I do.
What is... Well, tell us.
Well, why don't you tell us, Albert? I asked the question.
It stands for Automated Teller Machine. And so sometimes when people say ATM machine, it's a little bit redundant. You're repeating yourself. But yeah, so, you know, before these machines happened.
Were invented.
There we go. We used to have people at the banks, and their jobs were called tellers. And we still have them as well, where they will, you go up to them, and then you give them your bank account, and they'll pass out money. Right. And now we have these machines that are at convenience stores, subway stations, banks themselves. You withdraw money or transfer money.
That's right. So you put in your bank card, you type in a code, and then you tell the machine how much money you want, and it will give the money to you if you have that money in your account. Now, some ATMs also allow you to deposit money as well. But we, in our article today, we will see that some con artists are now targeting automated teller machines. Now, what are con artists exactly?
Well, they are essentially kind of like thieves where they pretend that they are maybe part of the bank, or maybe they pretend that they're going to transfer some money to you, but they end up stealing your money instead. Mm-hmm.
Well, right. So they're thieves that use trickery.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a con is a trick, right? So a con artist is someone who tricks people and tricks people out of their money, out of different resources, etc. All right, so I'm really curious, how can we keep our money safe from these con artists? Let us get into our article. Our article today is on page 28 of this month's Advanced Magazine. So if you have your magazine, please do open up to page 28, or you can join us on your mobile device.
Don't have your money stolen at the ATM. Con artists are now targeting automated teller machines. The next time you stop at the ATM to withdraw cash, take a close look at the card reader to make sure it isn't rigged to steal your banking information. The Better Business Bureau said last week that police departments have reported an increase in skimming scams. Skimmers are devices that thieves attach to card readers at ATMs and on credit card terminals in various places. The devices swipe the information from the magnetic strip on your card as you swipe it.
So So today we are talking about using ATMs. Have you guys ever used an ATM before?
No.
You haven't. Well, you don't really have an account yet, right? Your parents do, but
yeah.
They haven't given you the bank card yet.
Yeah. Well, based on my experience, I don't use the ATM a whole lot because there are a lot of things that you can do online now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't carry around a lot of cash on me. I usually use a debit card or a credit card, but I know that's different for Taiwanese because Taiwanese people use cash a lot more mm-hmm. than people do in the States.
Right. How often do you use the ATM, Albert?
Maybe on a daily basis. My bank is has conveniently set up ATM machines. There we go. ATMs at every subway station. So it helps me out a lot because I don't have to carry that much cash on me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I need it, I can just run to an ATM.
Right. I use ATMs every once in a while to deposit money, transfer money, also withdraw money.
Mm.
So I think this is actually a very important lesson and something to be aware of. So we find out that there are con artists who are rigging ATMs with card readers, right? And to steal banking information. How does that make you feel?
Very unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
I think after hearing that part, I realized that I really need to be more careful with my bank cards and money.
Right. So we hear from the Better Business Bureau, or the BBB. The Better Business Bureau is a nonprofit organization that serves as an intermediary between consumers and businesses, advocating consumer protection rights and regulation. Basically, this organization evaluates businesses and lets consumers know whether they can trust them or not, or whether this is a good business to give your money to or not. And basically, last week, they reported that police departments have reported an increase in skimming scams. What is a skimming scam, Albert?
A skimming scam is to secretly use a piece of equipment that records someone's credit card details when they're out paying for something in order to use their credit card account illegally after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like, you know, you were asking us about how if this is relevant to us, but I feel like it's relevant to everyone because at one point in time, you're going to need cash and we have the system set up, you know, whether you're overseas and you need, you know, withdraw some cash,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be vulnerable. So this is something that I feel like everyone should take notes on.
Right, yeah. And I think a lot of times when we think about con artists, we think that maybe they're very overt and they're very obvious with what they're doing. But most of the time, that's why they're called artists, because they are actually really sly about what they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not very obvious. And this is actually something that is not very obvious. It's just something that's attached to the credit card reader or the card reader on the ATM, and if you're not looking out for it, you might not even notice it.
Right.
Which is, I think, the scariest part about this whole skimming business.
That's right. So that's why we have these articles, to make you aware. So we find out what a skimmer here. What is a skimmer exactly?
A skimmer is the device that the thieves attach. So it's like a reader or a scanner, and it's done digitally.
Mm-hmm.
So you scan your card and it'll pick up on it, like a Xerox machine, a copy
mm-hmm.
machine.
That's right. So they attach it to the card readers at ATMs and on credit card terminals in various places. And then the devices swipe the information from the magnetic strip on your card as you swipe it. So here we see the word swipe twice, but they're kind of different, right? So the first swipe means to steal. When we talk about someone swiping something, it means to take without permission. You swipe it, right?
Mm.
So they're swiping, they're stealing the information from your magnetic strip on your card as you swipe it. So that motion of swiftly moving your card through the machine.
Right.
Again, this is very subtle. It's not something that you'll necessarily notice unless you're looking out for it. So please do be aware of these skimmers. So let's find out a little bit more about these skimmers and what they do.
When they put a skimmer on an ATM, scammers often also put a small camera there to capture your PIN, as you type it in. With the PIN and your card info, they can access your accounts and withdraw money. The Better Business Bureau offers this advice on how to spot and avoid skimming scams. Use ATMs at banks whenever possible. Avoid ATMs in low traffic or low light areas. It is typically more secure to use ATMs at banks rather than standalone machines. Protect your PIN. Place your hand or a piece of paper over the keypad when entering your number. Look for signs of skimmers. Tape is often used to attach the skimming devices. If something looks odd, wiggle it to make sure it doesn't come loose.
All right, so it's not enough just to get your credit card or your bank card info, right? They also need something else. What is that?
They need your PIN, which means personal identification number, which is a numeric password that allows users access to their bank accounts and validates their electronic transactions.
Right. So for young people like Joy who haven't used an ATM before, basically the process of getting money from an ATM is you go to the machine, you put in your card, then the machine's going to ask you for a passcode, right? Usually a 4-digit number or 6, 12-digit number that you're going to enter in. And this will give you access to the information and the money in that account. And then you can tell that machine how much money you want to take, and then it will give you that money. So it's not enough just to have the card or the bank code. You also need the PIN. Now, how do these con artists get that PIN from you? You're not going to tell them.
No, you're not, hopefully. What they do is they use a small camera. Now, you know, if you take a look at the back of your cell phone, that small camera is really small. So they just place it inconspicuously somewhere near the machine so they can see you entering your PIN.
Mm-hmm. So then the PIN and your card info, with these two things, they can access your accounts and withdraw money. So how can we protect ourselves? I'm sure many of us are wondering that. Now, the Better Business Bureau offers advice on how to spot and avoid skimming scams. So what is the first advice that we see here?
Use ATMs at banks whenever possible. Avoid ATMs in low traffic or low lighted areas. It is typically more secure to use ATMs at banks rather than standalone machines.
So standalone machines are just machines that are on their own. They're not attached to a bank or a building. We often see standalone machines in convenience stores, right, or at parking garages maybe, or at malls. They're not as safe as ATMs at banks. Why do you think that is, Selena?
Well, ATMs at banks, usually there are people working at the banks, and usually they monitor those ATMs better because I'm sure they do some sort of checkup, whereas for standalone machines, I'm sure they still do checkups, but maybe not as often.
Right, so they're not as often serviced, and I'm sure, as you said, the banks keep a closer eye on the ones that are attached to their building, right? Okay, so what is tip number two, Albert?
Tip number two is to protect your PIN. You know, you should cover it up. Some ATMs, there I go again, some ATMs have a cover designed so you can shield from other prying eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to, like, take an extra step and say, hey, you know, even if they don't have your PIN number, having your account number and your name alone could be potentially dangerous. You know,
yes.
They can call the bank and pretend, hey, I'm Campbell.
Right.
Please reset my PIN number for me.
Right, yeah. So you definitely need to be very careful. Okay, and tip number three is look for signs of skimmers, right? Again, we're making you aware of these scams that are occurring. So now that you're aware, when you use an ATM, before you put in your card, look for signs of skimmers. And what are some of those signs, Selena?
Well, some of the signs are tape is often used to attach the skimming devices, like small cameras or the extra swipers, stuff like that. And if something looks really odd when you doesn't look like it would be normally on an ATM, try to wiggle it to make sure it doesn't come loose. If it does come loose, maybe it is a skimmer.
Right. So just be aware, okay, and be on the lookout for these things. All right. So we have three more tips for you. Please join us at the right-hand column on line 18.
Be wary of strange signs. Some con artists attach signs to ATMs, providing alternate instructions, such as telling users to swipe their card on a separate reader first. If someone offers to help you use the ATM, immediately decline and leave. Be cautious of ATM failures. If the machine doesn't give you money, or gives you an immediate message that the machine malfunctioned, call the financial institution and let them know. Report any problems. Only call a number you know is real, such as the one on the back of your card.
You know, reading these tips, part of me is feeling like, come on, who would fall for that? But I think the thing is that sometimes you just, maybe you're tired or you just don't think, and it is easy to fall into these traps.
Right, and also, like, you always feel like you come with a mindset, like, hey, that's not going to happen to me. That's going to happen to my friend's cousin, brother-in-law, or whatnot.
Right.
I am not going to be the sucker for this. But, you know, day-to-day stuff, you get off of work, you go to the machine, it becomes a routine that you're not even processing. Maybe you're on your phone,
right,
and you're just at the ATM, and you're just like, swipe, 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 enter PIN, and you won't even notice, like, the small little detail.
Right, yeah. So our first tip in this section was be wary of strange signs. Some con artists attach signs to ATMs providing alternate instructions, such as telling users to swipe their card on a separate reader first. Now, you know, for me reading that, I'm like, well, obviously that's weird, right? Why would I ever do that? But then I think about it and I'm like, well, maybe I would, you know? I don't know,
yeah.
Because, you know, maybe it's, you're in a new place and you don't know how the ATM in that place works, and you're like, you see instructions and you're like, okay, well, I'll follow them, right?
Right.
So it might happen. So don't underestimate or overestimate yourself, you know? Think about it, okay? If you see something like that, maybe you should use another ATM, right? And it also says if someone offers to help you use the ATM, what should you do?
Immediately decline and leave.
So if I come up behind you and I'm like, hey, do you need help with the ATM? I can help you.
Well, sometimes, honestly, you think the person is genuine and
right,
really wants to help you because you can't figure it out, but you have to be very careful.
That's right. But, you know, I think most of our listeners are pretty smart. ATMs aren't that hard to figure out. So you probably don't need too much help with the ATM. Unless you're in a foreign country and, you know, and it is in a foreign language, then I can understand. But most ATMs now have the English function, right?
Yeah,
so you can, since you are all advanced listeners and readers, you should have no problem with the ATM, the English on the ATM, right? Okay, so what is our next tip here?
To be cautious of ATM failures. So if the machine doesn't give you any money, or it gives you a message that the machine malfunctioned, then maybe you should let a bank know, call the financial institution and let them know.
Mm-hmm. So we have the word here, malfunction. What does that word mean?
To fail to work or operate correctly.
Yeah, so if you put your card in the ATM and it shows you an error message, if it says there's a problem with the machine, don't continue to use it, right? Call the financial institution and let them know. But we shouldn't just call any number, right, Albert?
That's right. Only call a number you trust that you have used before, or, you know, one that came with your card.
Mm-hmm. So we want to be very careful. We want to be very wary. So don't just go through the routine and not think and just use it. Just think, oh, this is an ATM I've used very often and shouldn't be any problems. You know, you never know. We don't want to cause you to live in fear. That's not the purpose of this article. But we do want to make you aware of the scams that some people are running and that there are people in this world that are looking to steal your money. So, you know, it never hurts to be safe, right? To be careful.
Right. We have the saying, better safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, take that extra step. Maybe it'll take a minute of your time and, you know, just double check with something. Recently I had a coworker ask me, like, hey, you know, Facebook asked me for my password in a message, like a direct message. And I was like thinking, oh, this seems odd. Should I give a response?
Right.
I was like, no, I think Facebook or any other institution would have your information, your private information that you sign up with.
Right.
So they probably wouldn't need to ask you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So if something seems out of the norm, then just, you know, try and ask someone else about it.
Yeah. I think, you know, society and technology is more and more convenient. We have a lot of different things that make our lives easier, but at the same time, it also makes it a lot easier for these con artists to work. So we need to be even more aware than we were in the past, right? We need to be more conscious of these different things. I think of, like, email messages we often get from different people, right, that we don't know. And, you know, I remember getting an email from my dad, in quotes, saying that he was somewhere in India and he, you know, needed help. And I was like, wait, my dad's not in India, you know? And it did take me a second to think about that. I was like, what, is he in India? But then I'm like, no, that I just talked to him. He's in New York. So, you know, different things like that. And like we said earlier, a lot of times we might laugh and think, who would fall for that? You know, but I mean, I do have relatives who were conned, and you would think that they would know better, and they are rather intelligent people, you know, but they do end up still being conned. So I don't think any of us are above that.
Right. I mean, like, just go within the mindset that, hey, you know, these things exist, and, you know, today we're telling you about it, teaching you ways to avoid it. And, you know, I mean, like, I would not stop using the ATM. It's such a convenient thing. There's a lot of convenience that, you know, technology has brought us. And at the same time, you know, there are people who are bad people and they're out there to exploit it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, go ahead and use it. Just be safe.
Right. So, again, we're not trying to cause you to live in fear. We just want you to be aware and to be more alert. Well, we hope that this article was helpful to you and you learned something. What is something that you learned today, Joy?
Well, I learned that just be careful when you handle your credit card and just double check on the ATM and make sure that they don't skim your information.
That's right. So, you know, when your parents give you that ATM card, you be careful with it. All right, Selena, what did you learn today?
Well, I think, as I mentioned before, after reading this, I just realized how much more careful I need to be, not just ATMs, but also shopping online. I know a lot of people do that now, and
right.
I remember during Christmas this past year, I actually had to cancel my credit card because someone else was using it to buy things. So, yeah, I'm one of those people who got conned,
right.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
So definitely I learned to be way more careful than I am now.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that you don't use ATMs that much. You use a lot of online banking.
Mm-hmm.
But even that sometimes isn't always the most safest thing, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Albert, what did you learn today?
I really like the third advice, which is if something looks odd, wiggle it.
Yeah.
If I see something odd with Campbell, I'm going to go and, well, maybe not. But no, I mean, it sounds hilarious, but it's true. You know, if something was built from the factory, it would be secure and attached to the machine itself. Just, you know, be aware of your surrounding. Take that time and, you know, disconnect from your phone when you're doing something, anything, crossing a road, taking money out of a machine.
That's right. Yeah. So, we taught you several tips today on how to keep your money safe at the ATM, right? Number one, use ATMs at banks whenever possible. Those are, for the most part, the safest. Protect your PIN. Cover your hand somehow when you're typing in your PIN. Look for signs of skimmers. Be wary of things that look odd and out of place. Right, and be cautious of ATM failures and report problems, but call numbers that you are certain are real, such as the one on the back of your card. So, we hope that these tips will help you to keep your money safe as you use ATMs. Everyone works hard to earn their money. We don't want you to lose your money. So remember just these simple steps. They might seem silly, but they can save you a lot of trouble in the end. What do you think? Do you have any other tips that you would like to share with us about how to keep your money safe at ATMs? If you do have any tips, we'd love to hear from you. Please do write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. As always, remember to check out our QR code at the top of the page for some extra videos and for extra learning. And please do join us again for our next lesson. Take care, everyone. Thanks for being here.